Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is October 27th, and our reading comes from Titus chapter 2. I want to touch on one idea and just talk about it. In verse 2, Paul says to the older men, here's what you need to do, right? He says, exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, to live wisely, to have strong, sound faith, to be filled with love and patience. Then he gives instruction to the older women. He says, you guys have got to train the younger women. Then he gives instruction in verse 6 to the younger men, tells them to live wisely and to be an example everybody can follow. Here's the thing that came to mind as I was reading those verses, is that in the church, every single person has a responsibility to pass their faith to the next generation. Let me say that again. Every person has a responsibility to pass their faith to the next generation. That means, first of all, and this is what Paul says to the older women, the older men, the younger men. He says, first of all, he tells them how they've got to live, how they've got to set an example. All of us, we need to learn to be with Jesus and to become like Jesus so that like Jesus, we can pass our faith on to the next generation. So we've got to learn. We've got to go first. We've got to set the example. The most important thing that all of us are doing is cultivating our own relationship with Jesus, because it's out of that experience, it's from that journey that we have something to pass on to the next generation. One of the very unfortunate things about American culture is most people finish high school or finish college. When their education stops, they basically stop learning and growing. And they might come to church once a week and get a little bit from the preacher, but other than that, they're growing has basically stopped. And I want to just encourage you, let's spend the rest of our lives being lifelong learners and pursuers of Jesus, growing, maturing in our faith so that we have something to pass on. Another thing that's kind of true in American culture that's creeped into the church is we're so fixated on retirement. We've got this idea in mind. I can't wait until 65 so I can stop working and do nothing. Man, let's not make that mistake. Between now and 65, let's be pursuing Jesus, learning, growing, reading, studying, praying, worshiping, right? Let's keep moving on to take hold of everything that Christ has for us, so that we can spend the last 20 or 30 years, instead of sitting back passively doing nothing, we can be giving our faith away to the next generation. So we have to be very careful about this retirement mentality. I hope that you can retire vocationally, but don't ever think of retiring from the kingdom of God. Don't ever think of retiring from ministry. In fact, listen, those later years, the last 20 or 30 years of your life are the most important. They're your most powerful years. If you've walked with God for 40 years and then you're 65 years old, from 65 to 95, those are your most fruitful years. That's when you have so much to give away to the next generation. In fact, when you think about, this is such a big issue, because when you think about American culture, American church culture, churches are full. Most churches are full of older adults who are disengaged. They somewhere along the line lost their passion or their vision for passing their faith on to the next generation. And so the church just aged out and eventually died. That's what happened in Europe. And we see it happen in America today. How do we fix that? There's only one way. We got to give our faith away. We've got to recognize it's not about me. I mean, think about biologically speaking, when Tina and I had children, one of the things we had to embrace is it is not about me anymore. We got these little kids. And now life is about how do we create an environment where they grow and flourish and reach maturity, and one day they can reproduce and provide us some grandkids, right? In the very same way, we need spiritual children and grandchildren. and great-grandchildren. We've got to create an environment, a church world, where young people grow and mature in their faith and can reproduce, and where they learn to give their faith to the next generation. One of the things I love about the youth group here at Definition Church is that most of them on Sunday mornings are serving, and a lot of them serve in the next gen ministry. So if they're in high school, they're meeting with elementary kids and passing along their faith. And that's beautiful. And we never want to lose sight of that. Let's keep giving our faith away. So if you're listening and you're 50, 60, 70 years old, let me just encourage you. Don't think, man, my time, I've passed my prime. I'm too old to do anything now. No. Keep walking with God and passing that on to the next generation. Our church, or whatever church you attend, needs you to lead and to represent Jesus and to share out of your story and experience and wisdom to help the next generation. Just think about this. 25, 26 years ago, when my life was falling apart and I met Dr. Bennett, think about this now. When I met Dr. Bennett the first time, you know how old he was? He was 74 years old. That was the first time I met him. 74 years old. He gave me the next 20 years of his life, and it changed everything for me. See, from 70 to 90 ought to be your best years. You're not working anymore. You've got more free time. You've been walking with God for 40 or 50 years. And now you've got so much experience, such a deep well to draw out of in order to pour into the next generation. Man, we got to keep giving it away. One of my prayers is I long to see my kids grow up and get married and to have kids, and that gives me grandkids, and to watch them grow up and to get married and to have kids, which would give me great grandkids. I would love to see three generations established in faith and to see them all passing it on to the next generation, right? And helping them create an environment where they help their kids, my grandkids and great grandkids, grow up and mature and flourish and walk with God, to pour out into them out of all that God and other men and women have poured into me. This is what the church should be. It should be a multi-generational gathering of people who all understand, as I'm pursuing and moving forward with Jesus, I'm pouring into the next generation all that Jesus is teaching me. Come on, y'all. We can change the world by just giving our faith away to the next generation. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray that you'd help us to do this. And it begins with all of us taking responsibility for our own journey, running after you, growing, maturing in our faith, continuing to learn, continuing to grow, never growing complacent or bored, but moving forward with Jesus. That's first. And then second, God, we want to give our faith away to our children, to our grandchildren, to our spiritual children and spiritual grandchildren. God, I pray that you'd give us all a vision for valuing our life and journey and all that you've taught us and giving that away to the next generation. God, give us a passion for doing it. Help us to do what Jesus did. Jesus, you were building a family. In the very same way, you've called us to build a family, one heart, one life at a time. Help us to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me today. I hope that encourages you. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.